Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. In this episode, I'm offering season ahead horoscopes for all 12 signs in Taurus season, April 19th through May 20th, 2024. I recommend listening to the readings for your rising, sun, and moon signs. If these horoscopes resonate for you, make sure to check out my 2024 year ahead readings, which are deep dives for each sign through the astrological invitations of the year, with timing suggestions for making the most of the opportunities and working skillfully with the challenges. For more astrology, check out the overview and forecast I gave for Taurus season. You can also find a special episode from the Embodied Astrology teaching team on this year's most important astrological event, which was April 20th's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Find those episodes on our YouTube channels, your favorite streaming platforms, or through the link in the show notes. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, trainings, astrology study groups, and more. Our passion is in the exploration of the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. To learn more about what we offer, head over to embodiedastrology.com and check out our memberships and upcoming events. Your donations and memberships sustain the production of this podcast and seasonal horoscopes. If you would like to support this work, please make sure to follow and subscribe, share with your networks and friends, and leave us a great review. You can find a link in the show notes also, or visit our website to make a one-time or recurring donation or sign up for a membership. Thank you so much for your support. Now, on to your Taurus season horoscope.
Aries. Taurus takes the second place for Aries. Taurus is also the second sign. So Aries identified people. Taurus is a very strong, very important energy for you. And this is the energy of desire. Now, Aries as an energetic impulse is strongly oriented towards desire and towards desire's polar opposite, which is aversion, right? Attraction and aversion. These are fundamental primary forces on planet Earth. They are fundamental primary forces in our bodies and in all development of our bodies, development of our societies, development of culture, etc. So over the course of Taurus season, your desire body, and I say that, and what I mean is the way that your entire body experiences desire. So people have desire bodies, right? And if you're a person that just, you know, all you want to do is swim in the deep end of a swimming pool, and then you see the deep end of a swimming pool, and it's like your whole body gets engaged and you're like, let me jump in, right? Like your eyes get wide, your body gets ready to swim. You're taking off your clothes already. You are running towards the pool. Our desire bodies compel us into action, right? Our desire bodies provoke our attention and they anchor our intention. Your desire body is changing, my friends. What turns you on today is not what turned you on yesterday, and certainly not what turned you on 5 years ago. And it's like this is dawning on you as we get into Taurus season. And it feels like a revelation, actually. It feels to me like a lot of you are making choices for yourself right now that you could never have imagined that you would make before, where you're like, wait, what did I just, why did I just, I thought I didn't like that, but I kind of do. Huh, what's happening, right? Or you might be going, whoa, I have loved this thing for so long and I just don't anymore. What's happening? And your energy is shifting. Your energy is changing. Now, this could be, in, you know, manifesting in all different kinds of ways. So for sure, this could have to do with relationships and relational patterns. For sure, this could have to do with what you consume, right? Like food and experiences, things that you thought that you wanted that you just don't want anymore. But I think that on a larger level, for a lot of you, this has to do with life as like a larger project. It's a bigger idea. And for a long time, maybe you thought that you wanted to go west, right? But now you're realizing that actually it's like southwest that you want to go, right? There's some kind of shifting that's happening. I just use those directions because that's what occurred to me. I didn't mean them in any kind of literal way. Take what works, leave the rest, right? So it's like, there's something that's happening for you right now where you're recognizing that your path and what you're aiming for is not what you used to think that it would be. And this shifting is not just because you are shifting and evolving and maturing, although that's also happening, but there is a kind of larger environmental and global and societal shifting, social shifting that is happening around you that is a really big part of how you feel yourself changing right now. And I think that many of you are really being compelled by something that is happening and this time, in this moment, in this era, and you're feeling that you have to be in your own life in ways that are remarkably different than how you used to be. And your desires and your preferences and your values and what you think is important and what you want for yourself, are changing. They are changing so much right now. And this is a dying process in some ways for you. And I think that a lot of you in the first couple of weeks of Taurus season are really feeling almost like shocked, or it's in a, maybe in a grief process or a mourning of some kind, that what you want and what you want to have and what you have changed. Now, I want to like give a little bit of, I want to give respect to the uncontrollable factors here, and the factors that have to do with losses that you probably weren't asking for, and that might be truly heartbreaking. There are enormous losses that are happening all around us on a collective level. And there are deeply personal losses. And for many people, the two are absolutely intertwined. And so it does also feel like a time that requires grief and grieving processes. There is a requirement for you to be with this shifting of what feels important. And for some of you, this might be letting go of really cherished dreams and ideals. It might feel like you had imagined some kind of future for yourself, and that imagination is getting dimmer and dimmer because the world won't allow you to imagine that way anymore. It just doesn't seem feasible. Allow the grief, allow the mourning to happen. The first week of Taurus season, especially as we kind of pass through the days around April 23rd's full moon in Scorpio, feel your feelings. If the future seems dim, be with the grief of that. If relationships are changing and they feel unstable, be with the loneliness of that. If you don't know who you are or what you want anymore, be with the confusion of that. Don't try and fix the problem right now. A lot of humanity's biggest mistakes come out of the urgency that we have to fix what we perceive as problems. Be with the feelings of what is happening for you. As we move into the month of May, I think a lot of you are shifting in your energy, and what might have felt like it was pulling you into a deeper, darker space of introspection or need for grieving or being in some kind of more internal process now starts to come into your body in new ways. And the month of May is a really powerful feeling month for Aries identified people. This is a period of time when, first of all, you have Mars, the ruler of Aries, coming into your sign right at the beginning of May. It will be there through the first week of June. And as Mars moves through your sign, you are getting charged. There's a lot of activation and heat coming into your body. Now, Aries, as a Mars-ruled sign, you are always potentially a little more accident-prone than some of the other signs, especially accidents to your head and your face. Aries are notorious for. And so first and foremost, I want to say, be careful out there. This is not a season to allow hastiness and urgency to compel you. This is a period of time actually to work in a very disciplined, discerning way with your own velocity and force, and to slow your roll. Move with steadiness, move with intentionality, move with care, especially if you are feeling provoked in some way, if you are feeling highly attracted, highly averse, or highly reactive for some reason. Slow the fuck down. Take breaths. Take more breaths. Then take some more breaths. And then when you move, try and move with consciousness and awareness of how you're moving. And I'm just going to say, protect your head and your face. You might want to wear a helmet May and into the first week of June. I'm not kidding you. I don't put this out there to instill fear in anybody. I put this out there to encourage you to be safe. Protect your head, protect your face. Don't give in to urgency and hastiness and reactivity. They will not serve you well. They will not serve you well. If you feel riled up about something, if you feel provoked, take breaths. Take more breaths. Imagine drawing a circle around the situation and step outside of the circle. Take 10 steps back and take 10 breaths and meditate on the situation at hand. What you do in Taurus season has potential long-lasting consequences for the next several decades of your life, especially if what you're doing has to do with commitments of any kind, with investments of any kind, big decisions. And sometimes big decisions are small decisions. Like a small decision to not wear a helmet when you're riding your bicycle and you are in Aries and Mars is moving through your sign could actually be a big decision about a head injury that impacts your life for decades. So move slowly and consider the weight of every decision that you're making and try and make your decisions with intentionality. Make your decisions with investment in the future that you want for yourself and for the world around you. And consider very deeply the impact of your decisions, because it's really easy to get pulled by our desire bodies. And Aries energy, and we all have Aries in our chart, so I'm not just trying to talk to, you know, Aries sun people. Aries energy is, it lives in the desire body. And when our desire bodies are activated by attraction or aversion, by I like that or I don't like that, especially in really strong ways, we can become very narrow-minded and very short-sighted. This is a season to examine what compels you, what compels your actions and your activities, and really to take your time and to be mindful of what kinds of decisions you're making. That all said, the 2 weeks at the end of Taurus season, from May 7th through the 19th, these are weeks that bring a lot of opportunity for big decisions, for big investments, for you to have your needs and your desires met in new and exciting ways. This is a period of time when I would really encourage you to be receptive, to consider what is being given to you and what is being offered, what is being extended. This is a period of time to take all of that slow, intentional reflection that you've been doing on your desires and now turn that into some kind of investment. What are you going to invest your time, your energy, your attention, and your resources in? Because what you invest in will grow. And this really includes your time and your energy and your attention. What are you giving your attention to? Whatever you give your attention to, that's what's getting your attention. That's what's going to grow. If you're giving your attention to bullshit, you know what's going to grow, right? So give your attention to what you want to grow. And in some ways, it doesn't matter that the world is highly chaotic and unpredictable right now, because it is highly chaotic and unpredictable. A lot of things could happen. This is not a time to indulge and invest in stagnant depression, right? Feelings of apathy and disengagement. Nothing I do matters because everything is doomed. Don't invest in that. If you need to grieve, invest in time and space to grieve. That's really important. But when you have allowed those emotions to move out of your body, then invest your time, your energy, and your resources in generosity and in healing of some kind. It doesn't have to be the be-all, end-all answer for everybody on earth. It just has to be what you want to invest your time, your energy, your attention, your resources in. And what you invest in will grow. And it is big opportunity energy for you around the middle of May, following that new moon, getting towards the 18th, 19th, I'm going to say from May 7th all the way till May 20th, it is big opportunity energy for you to call in what you want. So take the time in the first half of Taurus season to wrestle with it, to reflect on it, to move really slowly and really take your time and work it out. And then in the second half of Taurus season, invest, whatever that means to you. Okay. Put your money where your mouth is. Try and plant the seeds of thriving, flourishing growth that you want to tend in the future.
If you enjoy my reading style and want to dive deeper into an embodied experience with astrology, join me every Monday on Zoom for Somatic Space, a weekly class where we work with current astrological seasons, planetary transits, and lunar cycles through embodiment practices, guided visualization, and meditation. Every session includes an astrology overview and tips for observing your own chart placements in the week ahead. And the practices I offer are designed to give you body-based mindfulness support right on time with what's current in the energetic weather patterns. These classes are available by recording if you can't attend live. And if you sign up for a sliding scale Somatic Space membership, you'll also get access to my ongoing virtual conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing space. Follow the link in the show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more. If you enjoyed this season ahead reading and found it supportive, make sure to purchase and download your 2024 year ahead reading now. My year ahead readings are deep dives into the details of the year, special for your sign, with a focus on making the most of the opportunities and meeting the challenges with skill and grace. You'll get a big picture overview that spans the year, connects 2024 to the past and future, and provides a larger context that my monthly readings don't get into. You can find more information in the show notes or in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. This work wouldn't exist without a team, and I want to give a special thanks and shout out to Ash Good, Alicia Maugi, Ariana Sears-Putowski, Gabs404, and Joe Stewart for being the Embodied Astrology team. If this work has served you and if you find benefit in it, please consider supporting us. The best ways to do that are by sharing this work with your friends, liking, subscribing, following, and of course, one-time and recurring donations are so appreciated, as well as your memberships, class drop-ins, etc. Find more information on everything in the show notes or at embodiedastrology.com.